Good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. It's the early hours of Saturday, the 11th of May, 2013. It's exactly 11 minutes past three. I'm happy to report as well that it's my last night shift. Woohoo, that's always good. This boo is going to be entitled Books, Walks and Friendship. Books. At the minute, I'm reading a book by a gentleman called Keith Foskett, Fozzy, and it's called The Last Englishman. It's an excellent book, and he very kindly offered it for free download this last weekend. So I've downloaded it onto the Kindle app on my phone, and I've been reading it off and on through these last few days while I've been drinking coffees and things like that to keep me awake at work. And I'm around about 40% through. In fact, I'm exactly 40% through, because that's what the Amazon app tells me I am. But it's an excellent book. It basically documents Fozzie's trip along the PCT, the Pacific Crest Trail. And it really is an excellent read. I must admit that I'm not really a reader as such, really. I'm not one of those people that reads lots of books. My girlfriend, however, she is a book monster. She can read book after book after book, and I have to really keep hard going on trips to the library to keep her stocked up with books to read. But it's a really good book, and I'm really interested in finding out more about the PCT, the Pacific Crest Trail. For those who haven't heard of it, it goes along the Pacific coast, western coast of the United States of America, from a place near the Mexican border all the way up to the Canadian border. And at the moment, Fozzie in the book is walking through the Sierra Nevada, and it sounds absolutely stunning. I mean, I've seen pictures of it, and it just looks amazing. It sounds pretty tough. The walking at the minute sounds pretty tough and quite hard going in places, river crossings, crossing mountain passes and things like that, but it really does sound good. And Fozzie's an excellent writer. So I'm looking forward to continuing reading that, which is what I'll be doing after I've recorded this boo. I'm going to try and get that book finished, and I'm going to buy the rest of his books. I'm also going to review the book as well on Amazon, and I'll write a post on my website as well to return the favour and to say thank you for offering up for free download. Okay, so what did I say? Books, walks. Yes, walks. I was talking about the Pennine Way the other day, and thank you very much to Chris, Pilgrim Chris, for doing a great boo back and talking about opportunities that come from failure, in inverted commas. I knew that we had to finish, and I'm in good spirits about it now. The other day, I was quite tired, and it was the first night shift, and that's always a bad sign. But it's the last night shift now, which is always good. I'll be done soon. But thanks to reading the book, The Last Englishman, Fozzie's book, I've been dreaming of walks, and I've been looking at YouTube videos, and I think I would like to start the whole Pennine Way all over again and make a few adjustments to our plans, take a little bit longer so we can afford days off, and perhaps not budget too many miles a day and give ourselves a chance to just make it more of a holiday than a chore, more of an adventure, and not such a chore. The last part of this boo was friendship. And it got me thinking. Mac did a boo the other day saying that he'd met Audio Boo's very own Ema, Paul. They met up in Bathgate, I assume, for a... Did he say pint or did he say coffee? I think he said pint. And he said that it seemed Paul was exactly how he imagined, and it didn't seem strange or anything meeting him. I'm not sure if he said that, but that's kind of what I read from it. And I totally echo that sentiment. Pilgrim Chris, obviously, we did the Pennine Way, or half of it, the Pennine Halfway. That adventure is called the Pennine Halfway now, because we got halfway. But I'd met Chris two or three times before in person. Once, like for a day very briefly in the Peak District when there was the shareyouradventure.com meetup, and then we met as we were planning the trip. But because I've known Chris on social networks and listened to Chris's stories on Audioboo, it never felt strange. It never felt weird because Chris shares quite a bit and he's told stories about his life and stories about his adventures and things like that. I felt like I really knew Chris quite well, even though I didn't really know Chris, but it felt like I did because of the things that he shared. And when we would speak on the phone before we eventually met up, it didn't feel out of the ordinary at all because I was used to hearing Chris's voice thanks to Audioboo. And it felt like I was hiking with an old friend. And it was really good. And I think that's one of the things about Audioboo, the fact that you can really get to know someone because of this medium, the medium of speech. And I suppose video is a similar sort of thing. But the stories that people put out about their lives and the things that people share, it's a great insight into what the people are like and what their characters are like. And I'm sure that if I met any of my Audioboo friends, it wouldn't seem strange. But that was a good boo, Mac, and it did get me thinking. Because I suppose if someone's just tweeting and all you're seeing is an avatar, maybe of the face or maybe of something else, and they're just tweeting, you don't know what they sound like and you don't really know what they look like and how much can you get out in 100 and something characters. But Audioboo is different and video is different, and you can really get to know someone and really get to gauge what the person's like. Obviously not everyone shares everything. I mean, I don't share the mundane parts of life, or if I'm having a bad day I perhaps wouldn't share that, but that's not a problem. But I do share stories about my life and stories about my adventures and my walks and the day-to-day things every now and then. I'm rambling on, aren't I, again? Okay. So I just thought I would do another boo, because it's been too long. I need to start doing more boos. Okay, so I'll leave it like that for now, and I will say goodbye for now, and keep booing everyone. I'm listening. I'm up to date with everyone's boos. I've finally run out again. So, yes, bye for now.